Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Do you remember the general election last year? And there was a lot of talk about the first time buyers grant and possibly extending that to the purchase of second hand homes. The programme for government actually included a commitment to expand the scheme for first time buyers of second hand properties. It's not going to happen. There's going to be no extension of the state's first home scheme to the purchase of second-hand homes, according to Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Ciarán Mulqueen, a lot of you'll know Ciarán from Crazy House Prices on social media. Ciarán's with me here on Lunchtime Live today. What do you make of this decision, Ciarán?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, to be honest. I think the scheme itself has had a lot of very valid criticism from experts in the SRI, and I know it's very similar to the one that was over in the UK that really wasn't well received over there either because of its inflationary effect on house prices. As this is similar to the Help to Buy scheme, it is a very much a demand side scheme. When we already have enough demand, what we need is more supply. So I think it's a good idea not to do it because I think all it would do is inflate prices of secondhand homes even more overnight.
Is that what happened with the first time buyer scheme?
That's what happened with the Help to Buy scheme. Yeah, I took loads of evidence of it a good few years ago as it was reintroduced in the budget, and you could literally see homes overnight going up by 20, 30 grand, new homes that were priced 30 grand less the week before. So I just think that's what would happen to secondhand homes, and as we know, they're already the prices are already going through the roof, pardon the pun.
But when you, it's funny though, when you're, you know, like I was somebody who was couldn't afford to buy a new property, was looking at secondhand properties, and like the idea that I couldn't get the Help to Buy scheme or the first time buyers grant, like, was a massive issue for me at the time.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, I would have loved to get 30 grand back on the house we bought, but I think as an individual, yeah, look, if it works for you, grand. Now, it's a bit different with the Help to Buy because it's a tax rebate, whereas the first home scheme, you are essentially taking on an extra mortgage that you will have to pay interest on down the line. So it's based on the premise that prices are just going to keep going up and up and up, and your wages are going to keep going up and up, that you can afford this extra payment down the line. So It's a bit of a plaster rather than a solution, and again, it just increases demand. But I know as individuals, like, you just need to do whatever you can to try and get your own home, especially if you're renting with record rent prices. But I think as an overall macroeconomic scheme, it's not a good idea to add further inflation to house prices.
So you think that's what this will do, that if we were to extend this to the second-hand properties, that it will continue to inflate what are already exacerbated prices?
Yeah, exactly. And I just think the money could be better spent on more supply-side schemes where the state's getting directly involved with building. There's a whole load of things that they could be spending money on, and I just don't think if it was me anyway, what do I know? But if it was me, it wouldn't be top of my list.
What about you, Rob? Rob's with us in Waterford today. The first home scheme won't cover second-hand properties. Does that bother you?
I agree with Ciarán. It's inflationary. But use the money to stimulate the supply. The problem is supply. The problem is very specifically, it's a supply problem, particularly outside the M50, particularly in the 200k below range. So if I'm in Dungarvan, we've 6,000 not owning. They're not included in housing plans today. 18 to 44 is what it's a supply problem. And so I actually kind of agree with Ciarán. If you're going to do it as a stimulus, better to look at what's called the 200k tax credit that the Living Cities Initiative is there. You can extend that to first-time buyers and only condition it that it's a maximum of 200k or up to a 300k maximum home price.
But the problem as you well know, Rob, it's finding a house at that price.
Well, that's the point. If you're conditioning it, like if you're leaving it to developers to build as a former developer, they're only going to build to the maximum price. Whereas if you're conditioning the price to add the supply to the 200k, that will be increasing the supply side. I'd actually go even further. The Programme for Government mentions having 12,500 apprentices that they'll have to be hired each and every year. Give the tax credit to the apprentices. Why? Because then the apprentices go and build the very houses we need, be that vacant, 70,000 vacants, apply to that, condition it that it's only to the long-term vacant, or you're going into having to start building factory-finished homes. there's no problem building. In fact, you finish homes that are already been built. There are 4,000 homes a year supply. But if you 2,500 apprentices, Andrea, they would produce at least 20,000 a year if they're high carbon cement, or if they're going into factories, which is safe and been done and obviously gets around the rain thing. 12,000 apprentices produce 100,000 extra homes a year. So all of a sudden, very quickly, you're getting to adding 100,000. You now have the apprentices. You've moved talent back. But this is a tax credit, which means you're already working. So as Kieran knows, teachers, everybody's already paying that. You move out of mum and dad's place, and then you're actually conditioning is that it's adding the supply that's most needed. The way the building world works is going, once you have a tax credit and you're going, okay, well, the cap is 200K, you'd start building to that. Like, there's many small builders, your own place in Donegal, who'd be delighted. You've up in Letterkenny a fantastic housing body that has got 500 homes with planning permission ready to build, and they can't get access to the finance.
Okay, so use the money elsewhere, Robin, instead. And just on that, actually, I remember from the programme for government too, I think a part of that, they were talking about trying to increase targets and extend the supports out to 2030. So if we could possibly even continue to extend the first home scheme for a longer period, maybe that might be more beneficial than extending it to second-hand properties.
It's far more beneficial. I mean, just recycle it. $3.6 billion is in program for government for first-time buyer and second home scheme. Put it into the supply side. Put it into specifically the supply side that adds the supply. If you want to be really tactical, the apprentices are there. The capacity is there.
Okay.
And you could also move it back. Like, it's great for regions, Andrea, because there's no supply in regions. I've none in Dungarvan. I haven't had a first-time buyer in 15 months here, yet we've 6,000 waiting to own. And so all of a sudden, you're adding the supply to young people. I'd really get the young people to get onto your program and get onto the councillors and go, hey, get us the 200K tax credit, please.
Yeah, well, we want to hear all right from people trying to purchase today. Stay with us, Rob, if you can. 1800 453 106 is the number. Jenny's with me on the line today in County Kerry. Jenny, are you affected by this?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, I am. Myself and my husband are first-time buyers, and we have three children. We live in mid-Kerry. And currently, there are no newly built properties available under the €500,000 ceiling. Like, for example, in Killarney, there are two-bed properties, newly built ones for sale, and they're €515,000. So, I mean, if you can't even purchase a newly built home for under €500,000 in Kerry, I don't know where you can. So it leaves us with no option other than to purchase a second-hand home, a second-hand property, and lose out on the scheme.
And are you, you know, how accessible is it for you and your husband to buy something in Kerry that's under 500,000? That's the home or something, you know, even a somewhere to start, somewhere that you're looking for.
I mean, the properties that we've been looking for with three children, and he works from home, so we kind of need at least four beds. So all the properties are priced kind of over 450,000, and any of them that we've looked at would need a good bit of work as well. So, I mean, I think really the ceiling needs to go up as well, but also that in areas where there are very little or no newly built properties for sale, that you should be able to purchase a second-hand home. Because at least then, if you're purchasing a second-hand home and it needs some work, you could use that 30K to do work in the house.
I presume a lot of your friends probably in a similar position, are they, Jenny?
They are, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's... Also, in mid-Kerry, there are about 300 properties being built, but they're also for social housing. Like, a councillor in Killarney recently said that to buy a property in Killarney, you need to be either on social welfare or a millionaire. Like, there's just nothing for people in between, people who are working and paying tax. And, you know, it's very demoralising.
And Kerry is obviously, it's either where you're from or where you work, is it?
I'm actually from Dublin, but we moved here about 4 years ago. Basically, my middle child is autistic, and he recently got, after 4 years of waiting, he got a place in our local school in the autism room, and he's absolutely thriving there. So it's really, really, really important that we stay within the area of his current school, because we've waited for so long for him to get a place there.
So the first home scheme now not being extended to second-hand properties is obviously an issue for you, Jenny. What about you, Barbara? What's your story?
Well, I mean, I think that first-time buyers you know, that grant, and to the other caller's point of view, the worry is, will it inflate the prices of second-hand property if that grant was applied? However, a lot of new builds are happening in kind of urban areas, and to get people to kind of, there's a lot of properties that are of all different levels of prices across the country, and it might encourage people to buy a second-hand property as first-time buyers. They will invest that money into upgrading those houses, getting better B or rating, making them more sustainable to build than what's already existing. And, you know, the supply is needed. The demand is now. And how long will it take for, you know, we're already, you know, since going back to 10 years ago with this issue, we're already at the situation where there isn't enough already in planning and there's planning holdups. People need houses now. And if there are second-hand houses out there available that people could purchase, that would be a great incentive to having the first-time buyers, because if you push everybody into the same funnel, all the first-time buyers, into only buying new builds, you're equally going to inflate the price. And the difference is, first, second-hand properties are sold by the owners. And what they may need, what their margins in terms of sales, that they may have been in existence for many, many years, is completely different to what a builder will be trying to make a profit on. They're not the same thing. And so, you know, you're also getting to disperse young families into maybe more rural areas that need that kind of injection for local schools and local services, that need that injection of young families and young people coming into those areas to, you know, to bring their families.
Yeah, revitalise them.
Revitalise, absolutely.
Interesting text I was just going to mention here too, Barbara, actually, from a listener, just maybe on a similar point to yourself. You know, they say, I'm looking to buy around the Kildare Meath area at the moment, and all decent second-hand properties or new properties, they're all over 550 and up to €600,000. All of them that I'm looking at. Tracy is with us too, Barbara. Tracy, you're in Tipperary. How do you feel about this decision today?
I'm not surprised about the decision, because that's what they always do. They didn't basically do any research on the housing scheme inflating the prices before making these promises in the election time. Like, it affects everyone.
Are you looking to buy it at the minute, Jar?
I'm not really, because I'm priced out of the market. I'm on disability at the moment.
Okay.
If I could work, I would be working and looking, but I have looked into it. And even especially on disability, I wouldn't qualify for a loan for anything. There wouldn't be anything in a price range I could afford. Or even friends of mine are struggling. Both of them would be working and have good jobs, good earnings, and they still can't get a mortgage or afford to get their own house.
And even with the scheme, you know, even with that help, it's still such a massive struggle.
It is a massive struggle, yeah, and it's always a worry. When you have a family, especially, that you want to be in secure accommodation, because when you're renting, it's not secure.
Hey, look,
you know,
go on ahead.
I'm in council housing. That's the next best thing to having, say, your own house, even though it's not really your own. But, like, it's still that security, a better security than renting privately.
There's fairly mixed views, Rob, isn't there, you know, on this today? On the decision to not to extend the first home scheme to those purchasing second hand properties.
Again, it's a knee jerk. We have to get the root causes fixed and do it quickly. I mean, the good thing I'm going to say, in Programme for Government, there's 24 billion allocated a year in private finance. So it's not as if the money's not there. It's more of a, well, why aren't we getting the money out? Why aren't we putting the pressure on the delivery? The other good, like, I obviously look at a lot of numbers. No one's going to tell you that in D15, the housing supply is solved. It is the highest first-time buyer rates in the whole of Europe. It is the highest supply rates in the whole of Europe. So why is that not being rolled out? There's no issues in certain wealthy districts. Why can't we get that being done pretty quickly? And there's also nonsense, I call, about stepping up, because these places have seen 500% growth in housing supply in the wealthy areas. So it's not that the supply isn't there. The supply just isn't getting to the majority. And that's why I'm going, okay, well, we've got to get the tax credits specifically to people working.
Okay. Yeah, Rob, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch with us today. Rob, Barbara, Tracy, Jenny, Kieran McQueen there, of course. Crazy house prices. A lot of you know Kieran from social media. Is that emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.